My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He just hopped on with us. If you missed it, use the radio rewind function. Go to 1240 and give it a listen. He was outstanding, giving us the latest on everything with Mike Hall Jr. And, of course, read him at 92thefan.com where he lays everything out very well.
Mike is 21 years old, Mike Hall. And obviously, if the reports are accurate and this turns out to be legit, true, and you know right on the money, he is screwed up in a big way. And I'm sure he'll pay the price for it, at the very least, if everything is as reported by the police and thus various media outlets, including us. He's suspended this for a portion of this year anyway, and that's just from a football standpoint. The legal ramifications of this, who knows what happens, mm-hmm. And if you truly pulled a gun and put it up to your girlfriend's head and threatened to kill her, that leads to really bad things in the legal process.
There's some serious ramifications that will come of that in the legal process, from the league sense, for every sense. I mean, there's just no reason. I don't know of a reason why that should take place.
But it apparently has, and again, you can read all about it on our website, 92.3thefan.com, as Daryl has done a terrific job jumping all over that today. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. We'd love your thoughts on that. And on the stadium situation, we had some great thoughts from Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk all about that when he joined us at noon. And again, as Dan said, if you missed that, you missed our conversation with Daryl, you can go back and listen to it on our website, 92.3thefan.com, the Odyssey app. Bob is in Euclid, Ohio. Hello, Bob.
All right, Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. When I heard the whole story, I felt sick in my stomach immediately. Given the facts and the details that we've heard so far, under Ohio law, that's aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. People go to prison for years and years for that. So we'll see how it works out, but I fear the young man has really screwed his life up.
It gives you that feeling, doesn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I felt sick. That's just terrible. For him and for everybody involved, it's a bad thing. On the stadium thing, you know, I really think the city of Cleveland should save their pennies. They could save $500 million, basically. Give the lawyers $50 million to see if they can annex Brook Park. That'd be very interesting. Spend the rest of the money to tear down the stadium, develop the lakefront and Burke Lakefront. Long term, that'd be the best thing for the city. Third point, I want to talk with you, Jeff, about Big Christmas. I was really impressed with him last night. Not just the two homers. The play he made in right field, I did not know he could cover that kind of territory.
That was a great catch, Bob.
He's quicker than you think.
Yeah.
And he's got a good arm.
And the interview after the game where he talked about he's not trying to kill the ball, he's just trying to make good contact. And as big as he is, if he makes good contact, he's going to hit homers and doubles off the wall. Every time he's at bat, he's a threat to go yard. Keep him in the lineup if you can. Thanks.
All right, Bob. Bob covering everything that we talked about all day long. Bob's a man for all topics. Michael's in South Euclid. Hello, Michael.
How are you, Michael?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to talk a little bit about both situations. For starters, the thing with Michael Hall, without sounding insensitive, it's a shame that this young man would waste all that talent. As someone who has a mother as a victim of domestic violence, I say show the man no mercy. And if he doesn't ever play another snap, as much as I love the Browns, I say good riddance. And as far as the stadium, I agree with Michael Fiorito. You know,
Florio.
Let him pay for the damn stadium. You know, take a playbook out of the Minnesota Vikings where they did the poll tabs and pay it off as quickly as possible. And on top of that, the city of Cleveland allowed legalized gambling, 2 years ago? I can imagine that there's probably tons of revenue and there's going to be kiosks inside that stadium where people can gamble. So there's no reason for the taxpayer to take on any more money in this, and they're rich enough, you know, they'll make their money back in no time at all.
Mike, let me ask you one thing about this though. And I think the answer for most people would be sure. If the Haslams suddenly, if let's just say public financing didn't work and the Haslams said, you know what, we're in love with this idea in Brook Park and we got it and we're bringing in investors and we're building a dome stadium and that's where our team is going to play. What would you think? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I have no problem with them moving this. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I feel like they play a little bit off of the fan being like they almost want to play like a scare tactic. Like, hey, we can leave at any point in time. Which, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's very scary for myself as someone who never went through it the first time, but who has been a long life fan since they've come back. It is a fear for myself, but I have no problem if it's 45 minutes away or 2 hours away, as long as it's close by where I can go see it myself. I'm all down for it.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. The Haslams have never even insinuated, hinted anything about the Browns leaving. So, and they've done nothing but write big checks for just about everything.
Right.
So they did everything with the Columbus Crew. There's a new stadium there in place. They've invested in the Milwaukee Bucks. And they're real serious about this sports ownership thing.
And not to mention, folks, and again, I am not the one you want to talk to when it comes to legalese, but I can give you a little bit of this, which is that Art Modell law that's on the books, it doesn't have a whole lot of teeth, but it ties you up, which is the whole goal of that thing, because that's exactly what happened with the Columbus Crew and Frank Precourt, was he wanted to move the Columbus Crew to get a new stadium. He wanted to move them to Austin, Texas. The state of Ohio used the Art Modell law to tie him up in litigation to buy them time to get someone to buy the team from him. And so if the Haslams were to yank that lever and start trying to play that game, that's what that law is there for. It is not there to make 100% sure, like it doesn't happen, that the team must stay in there, but it ties you up enough that you say, all right, let's sell this thing. And when Precourt's thing, he ended up with an expansion team down in Austin. I believe if the Haslams, and I do not believe they will do this, but if they decide to play that nuclear option game, that's where that law comes in. So I would not be afraid that the Browns are moving.
Frank is in Parma. Hello, Frank.
All right, Frank.
Hello, I'm calling about the Packers game. Is that okay?
We're actually talking about other things, but give us a quick thought, Frank.
I could talk about the stadium, too.
Shoot.
I live in Parma, and we can't even pass a school levy, so I'm sure I'm not going to give any money for a stadium.
All right, Frank, thank you very much. Jim is in Strongsville. Jim.
Hey, guys, listen, I truly hope that the county executive and the president of the county commission, whatever, I truly hope this is posturing. I truly hope we haven't reached a point in time where our politics, where is the big thinking? This is little, small-minded thinking. You have a guy willing to invest billions into an area, to develop an area that needs development. Okay, that's great. The idea that the best use for that land on the lakefront is to keep pouring money into it and not develop it for something more This is the smallest-minded thinking I think I've ever seen. I just don't understand it. I think it's a waste of space to have that stadium downtown. I just can't believe that we're not opening our minds to the many possibilities and thinking creatively. Instead, I hear everybody I hope it's posturing, because otherwise I just hear these guys hunkering down. Well, listen, if you want a pro sports team, this is the cost of doing business. So if they're posturing for a better deal, great. But if they truly believe that the best solution is to dump $1 billion into a stadium and keep it downtown on the lakefront where it's the biggest waste of space possible, then I think we need all new elected officials, and we need some elected officials that actually have some cojones willing to take some risks, do some things, do creative things, and think big. All I'm hearing is tiny little thinking. Oh, no. This is big. This Brook Park development would be huge. What they're doing in Berea is huge. I get it. Yeah, it's going to cost us money. Guess what? That's the way this stuff all works. And if you get the stadium off of the lakefront, you can attract new investors to develop that area. Where is that thinking? Where is that?
Jim? You and I have very, very similar thoughts on this. To me, there's a big picture thing here that it doesn't seem that like the politicians are grasping. You have a team owner who's not talking about getting a complete freebie here. You know, they would like obviously some public financing in this stadium. Okay, I get that. Maybe you can be a lot more creative, the pull tabs, gambling, and everything else. But they're willing to pony up big money out of their pocket for half of the stadium, at least right now anyway, and all of the development around it that they plan to pick up. And at the very least, I would think that should be a, hey, let's sit down and talk about this and really hammer this out. And if we could make that work, that's big picture for our entire region. And yeah, I agree with you on that.
That's why it's sad to me to hear this from the county, because all you and I, and not always, but we've talked in the past that we really need more regional collaboration. And this isn't even regional. This is within the county itself, but I'm just dumbfounded that as a county, as somebody responsible for the whole county, you can't look at what an incredible opportunity that is.
Jim, agreed. Thank you very much. And see, that's, you know, figure out the dollars. But you do have an owner who has already stated, we'll pay for half the stadium, and then everything else that we're developing around it, we got it. That's big, man. That's big. You don't have a guy looking for a complete handout for a whole ride on the whole thing. And man, I would think that deserves some great collaborative thinking rather than we want to do this. Sit down and talk about it and figure this out, folks. 216-474-0092, the number to join us.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner is Dan Menigan. We're going to talk some Guardians in just a second here, but David's in Cleveland. David.
All right, David.
Pretty good, guys. I just wanted to follow up on Phelps' point, you know, I'm going to say a lot that the Jim already said, you know, about the stadium, but I think that we're looking at this in a really fanish way and not a logic way in Cleveland.
In what ways?
First of all, if we don't consider what the impact is to Brook Park, to the city of Cleveland, or the region as a whole, I think we're really looking at this in a really short-sighted view. Let's play a scenario out. So even if the county decides to enact, you know, like the Modell rule, and they don't allow, you know, Jimmy to move out of Cleveland, what if Jimmy decides to say, you know, my team is worth X amount of dollars, and regardless of the period of time they try to tie him up in litigation or force a sale to a public entity, what if no one can afford what it is that he's asking, and then he just gets to do what he wants? What's the response to that?
Oh, someone can afford it. Trust me. Jimmy Haslam has a lot of money. There are a lot of people who are out there who are worth even more money, and I hate to say this, but they're trying to figure out, they're putting together, because the whole thing has always been having a forward, front-facing person. One person owns it who sits in the owners' meetings. Jimmy Haslam's a part of a committee right now that's figuring out how to allow a group, a private entity, to buy a stadium, a.k.a. the Saudis. So, trust me, there is a dollar amount.
And David, I don't want to sound too naive on this, but you've got an owner who's willing to spend a lot of money on this. Sit down and figure it out, right? I mean,
The reality of it is, and Phelps, you already said it, and Jim touched on it in the last call, if public officials in Cuyahoga County can't realize the fact that we are in our own way in regards to, I listen to you guys a lot, you know, I know when Bibb got elected, you know, he came on, he talked about the waterfront, the development. Reality of it is the reason why Cleveland is not going to progress itself until they're literally forced to have to. And by moving the stadium to Brook Park, it's going to force having to actually create real catalytic, you know, development on the lakefront. Real major cities do not rely on a sports team for their downtown revenue. I mean, I know it's been said before. I know we've been talking about this all week. But, I mean, for example, Patriots Place in Foxborough. Foxborough, I mean, is 45 minutes outside of downtown Boston proper. Baseball and basketball do more for the city's downtown than football ever could. So these bars that people are talking about, you know, they're going to lose so much revenue if the Browns leave. I mean, reality of it is if you base your business around 9 home games a year, I don't think you have much of a business at all.
David, thank you for the phone call.
Appreciate it, David.
Appreciate those thoughts. We have not talked the last that we're going to talk about the stadium, except we've talked the last about it for today, which is good. Dan?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get you on the Matthew Boyd bandwagon.
Are you going to bribe me?
Tonight, starting for our Cleveland Guardians.
They have to bribe me.
A gentleman who says he feels better than he has felt in years.
Congratulations, you belong on an NFL training camp.
He's a left-handed pitcher. He's only 33 years old.
Oh.
His elbow is less than a year old.
He's a cute little elbow.
He's 6'3", 223-pound, former Detroit Tiger, Matthew Boyd. And he will start for the Guardians tonight against those pesky Chicago Cubs. Has he been stellar throughout his career? No. Let's just be fair. No. Has he had some moments that made you think, man, this guy's pretty good? Yeah. Has he had some that have made you think, no, he gave up the most home runs in the American League in 2019. But he struck out 238 batters that year in just 185 innings. Has he had a winning record in any year of his career? Yeah, he won 6-5 once.
Huzzah!
Maybe this is the guy who can come in and help this team and be that starter along with Alex Cobb, who was okay in his first start. And you can't be judgmental on Alex in just one start. I like the idea of Alex Cobb. I like the idea of Matthew Boyd. So I'm anxious to see what he can do tonight as he starts for the Guardians against the Cubs. He's coming off Tommy John surgery. It's been about a year. If this is such a weird dynamic to me. You're a first-place team who has been terrific all season long. You've had the best record in baseball late in the season. You don't have it now, but late in the season, you had the best record in baseball. You're still in first place, and yet you're counting on 40% of your starting rotation being a guy who hasn't pitched an inning yet this year, coming back from Tommy John surgery, and a guy who you just picked up in a trade who hadn't pitched an inning all year.
So a little bit of news before I respond to all that. Jeff Zrebic of The Athletic, he covers the Baltimore Ravens for The Athletic, is saying that the Ravens have signed running back John Kelly, who was released earlier by the Browns. So the Ravens have picked up running back John Kelly from the Browns.
Okay.
A little bit earlier on. Just
you just don't want to get on the Matthew Boyd bandwagon. So you wanted to break in with John Kelly news.
I want to keep everyone informed. Our job is to inform and entertain.
They have Derrick Henry there in Baltimore, and Keaton Mitchell is going to start the season on the pup list. So.
See, notice how you both informed and entertained. We could do two things at once.
The entertainment factor there is questionable.
All right. Look.
The Matthew Boyd bandwagon coming to town tonight, baby.
The Matthew Boyd bandwagon.
Hop on, Dan.
Is a broken down wood paneled station wagon.
Dude was 5-5 last year before the surgery for a lousy Tiger team.
Who was giving up what? Like 5 runs a game? 7 runs a game?
ERAs are overrated.
If you think this is anything more than a dice roll.
Oh, it's a dice roll.
If you're going to sell me that this is anything more than a dice roll, I'm going to have you drug tested.
Oh, it's a dice roll.
Because I think you might be down the street in line with everybody else. So, look, my bullpen is beginning to shake. It's not holding up the way I want to.
Wasn't just a bad game or two or three?
It's starting to take on a little bit of water.
Your closer's a beast.
And now you're going to hand me a starter who hasn't been on a mound in 18 months with a brand new shiny elbow. And you're going to go, hey, this guy's
wasn't that long.
Stunk with his old elbow. Maybe he'll stink be better with the new one. I have no faith in this. This, to me, is one of the more mind-numbing things that has taken place with the Cleveland Guardians. I don't totally understand it. I don't understand why you're going to put him on a major league hill when you're in the middle of a playoff chase. I don't get it. This is something that...
It's only been about 13 months.
This is something you let the White Sox do. This is something you let the Washington Nationals do. I don't understand why
they're
doing
this. Says he feels better than he's felt in years.
That's delightful. I'm glad this is best shape of your life season. Except for baseball, that was 5 months ago.
Alex Cobb doesn't have blisters anymore.
Now that, you can sell me. That's a proven track record. You will not get me to say anything bad about Alex Cobb, and don't you dare even try.
No, I don't want you to say anything bad about Alex Cobb.
This move
I want you to show a little love to Matthew Boyd. He's pitched.
Prove it, and I will apologize, and I will give you all the love.
And he'll get that chance tonight.
Please, because right now, if you want this to be anything more than me taking a cup full of Yahtzee dice and shaking it 8 times and flinging them on the table hoping for the best, that's it. And when I'm in a playoff race, I don't want to shake Yahtzee dice. I'm sorry. I want proven commodities.
Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. Anthony.
All right, Anthony.
Hey, look, we got to give Jeff some props. I called in yesterday and was a little skeptical about Mr. Noel just because of his chase rate and various other nerdy baseball stats. And the guy went and hit 2 home runs. So I'm going to say Jonkensie Noel deserves more playing time. It can't hurt. We need the power, and I'm with you on Boyd. Why am I going to be pessimistic about this and look at advanced metrics and try and talk myself out of it? I'm optimistic about Matthew Boyd.
Anthony, thank you very much.
Anthony, if Jonkensie Noel strikes out 3 times, you have to call back tomorrow because we now know that the reverse jinx is a thing, and you got to go full bore. We got to go all in.
If he strikes out 3 times on 9 pitches, we have a problem.
Well, and that's
except,
the thing.
Except if he comes up in the next at-bat and swings at the first pitch that's out of the zone and yanks it down the left field line for a 3-run homer, yay!
The reverse jinx is in place, and that means that we need to absolutely go berserk on him, and he'll continue to do well. That's what that is. It's look, I don't argue with the gods. I don't make the rules. I just follow them.
Look, My favorite kind of hitter, Dan, in Major League Baseball, is a guy who hits for a pretty decent average, has a lot of doubles, and might be able to hit like 20 home runs. I like that kind of a guy first and foremost. Give me 210 hits in a season. I love those kind of hitters. Secondly, give me a guy who can hit the ball out of the park. I like professional hitters who can really hit and have some thump. That's my, you know, and he doesn't have to hit 40, doesn't have to hit 50. If he does, great. But secondly, give me a guy who's going to hit 235 and drive in about 85 runs by hitting 30 bombs. Those guys change games. And Noel last night changed that game.
The entire league has told you that they don't mind swing and miss.
The entire league.
The entire league.
And this organization this year has shown you that because they've changed the way that some of these guys swing.
Exactly.
Stephen Kwan, for example.
Exactly. So I'm with you. I agree completely. I would throw him out there and say, let's go, because I want guys who can do different things. I don't want a lineup of guys who all do the same thing. I want guys who can do different things because you have to pitch them differently. And Jenkenzie Noel is a big old dude who swings hard, and you have a couple of those guys, but in the power hitters you have, Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor, ugh. So now you could at least add one more person before you go, ugh.
It's Baskin and Phelps with here on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.